Hi again, everyone. Welcome back to Radio Lee. I've been thinking lately about loneliness and how we fill ourselves to avoid that sort of existential essence that we recognize as our ultimate aloneness in the world. And we do many things to fill this void. And I started thinking about this because going through the park, there was for about 2 weeks a duck sitting in one section of the lake, seeming to wait. And there have been foxes in the park and raccoons. And there haven't been very many duck families remaining, but there are a few. And there was one particular family that suddenly disappeared, but for one duck. This duck was in one part of the lake, lingering by the shore where the ducklings would feed. And it just struck me that this duck was waiting for his family to reappear. And one day as I was crossing the bridge, I took photos of the duck, and it struck me how the duck lingered as I took these pictures. Normally these ducks swim away. And that's what led me to believe that this duck was committed to staying in this section of the lake where I often saw the duck pair with their young feeding. And as I crossed the bridge one day, there was a young woman sitting on the park bench. And oh, she looked as though she were lost in some way. Her deep sadness, her complete aloneness was so present. And she looked to be maybe 20. And I looked at her and I thought, oh, I remember you. I've been there. And I wondered if she would recognize me as I walked by, and she did. She said hello, and she put on a smile. And I felt for her. I thought, well, who knows what was going on? Maybe she broke up with a boyfriend. Who knows? That's when I started to think about our loneliness in the world, our existential aloneness. And in context of the news, I began to think of this. And I began to think of the world of men, as the Buddhists refer to it, often seen in Zen poetry and haiku as the woodcutters. And I'm often torn between engaging the world, what William Carlos Williams talked about in one of his poems, and what Adrienne Rich drew from when she wrote her book, What is Found There? Notebooks on Poetry and Politics. And she opens the book, quoting Williams, "It is difficult to get the news from poems, yet men die miserably every day for lack of what is found there." So I often feel torn between this engagement in the world with political poetry and the poetry of a different kind of engagement, a poetry that goes to a different sense of being in the world. Although not all Zen poets were apolitical, that goes without saying. But anyway, in this practice between being aware and non-attachment, I started to think about what men are dying every day for lack of what is found there, and the context of the news. And I couldn't help but keep recalling this scene from one of my favorite movies. It's a film called Spring, Summer, Fall, Winter, and Spring. It's a Korean film by Kim Ki-duk. In the film, there's a floating monastery, and the master has a disciple, a young boy, who grows and decides to leave the floating monastery and enter the world of men, where he ends up committing murder in a jealous rage over a woman he loved. And he escapes by returning to the monastery. And when the master finds out what his disciple has done, he gives him a knife, rather small knife, and instructs him to carve characters out of the floor of the monastery until all the anger is driven from his heart. I think anger is a very false way that we tend to fill that void, that existential void we all experience. I'll leave you with those thoughts today and a poem called Staring Out a Window. You can also hear this poem by itself. It's in my audio player. So this poem deals with that moment of being in the world. And what does it mean to live next to loneliness, which is not the same as being lonely? Some people misunderstand this poem. I hope you enjoy it. And as always, thanks for listening. And I'll see you next time on Radio Lee. Staring out a window. All my life, I heard my voice saying, I have lived next to loneliness. And what is that? A human being, staring into vast implications of green splashes lit late autumn along the road of headlights. Which galaxies don't blend, I wonder? Which nights pit themselves against stars? Which suns say no, 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 no? There is music for you in the vibration you cannot feel. Say it. Go ahead. Say, pulse. There are myriad of stars to turn to.